Okay, today is Daf Mem Tes. Mem Tes is today. What we're going to try to do is we're going to try to do Mem Tes and half of Nun. So that way, this is an abbreviated Slichas Week dilemma, and we do our best. Okay, Mem Ches Amud Beis by the two dots, third line from the bottom. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Kol Shel Omer Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava Beberchas Haaretz Uba Malchus Beis David. I'm sorry. If you don't mention Eretz Chemda Tova Urechava in No Delecha, or Malchus Beis David Bebone Yerushalayim Lo Yotzi Dechavasa, you're not Yotze. Those are essential things you have to mention. Nachum Azakin Omer, the elder Nachum said, Tzarech Shiyazkir Ba Bris. You also have to mention Brishmila. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Tzarech Shiyazkir Ba Torah. You also have to mention Torah. Plimo Omar, Tzarech Shiyatim Bris La Torah. Not only that, Bris goes first. Why? Shezen Nitna B'Shalosh Krisos. Because the Torah was given in three Krisos, three covenants. It's a big discussion what those three covenants are. Rashi here says the three covenants are Har Sinai, Oel Moed, whatever that is, and Har Grizim and Arvos Moav, which is really four. Right? Not exactly sure what Rashi means by that. It's a whole discussion. The Gemara said three, so we can take it three. We all know of two. There was Har Sinai and then Arvos Moav. What's the third one? Anyway, Zunit in the Beit Gimel Krisos. Brismila is given with 13 Krisos. 13 Brism. Where is that? So if you want to go through it, the Rambam goes through it. And he says, Ve'etna Brisi Beniu Beinecha. That's 13 times Bris. If you want to know, you'll look it up. In Hilchas Mila, Paragimel, Halacha Test, they're all there. Rabba Amar Tzakshan Bahoda, Tchila Vasof. You have to start off with Hoda, the beginning and the end. Meaning Hodah, Rachim, Noda is Hodah, and you end off, how do you end off? And you end off, right, Val Kulam Hashem Lekeinu, and Anachnu Modum Lecha, which is Hodah at the end. V'apolches, if you want to reduce, you can't reduce more than one. V'chalapachos bi'arif ha'reze maguna. And if you reduce more than one, it's not a nice thing to do. If you end off that Hashem is the one who he gives lands to people, Umoshia es Yisrael bebona Yerushalayim, or you end off by saying the Savior of Israel, Harizeh Bor, that's a bor. Why? You'll see in a minute. If you don't mention bris and Torah in benching in Berchas Haaretz, Umalchus Beis David bebona Yerushalayim. Or Malchus Beis David and you're born in Yerushalayim, lo yotzi yidei chavaso. You don't get your chiyuv. Messiah leil Rav Yila, this supports Rav Yila, Dom Rav Yila, Amar Yaakov, Amar Acha Mishum Rabbeinu, Kol Shal Amar Bris, V'Torah, V'Berchas Haaretz, U'Malchus Beis David, born in Yerushalayim, lo yotzi yidei chavaso. Same idea. Pligi ba Abba Yossi ben Dustoy, V'Rabbanan, Chadam HaTovu Meitiv Tzricha Malchus. One says HaTovu Meitiv requires Malchus. V'Chad Amar, Eino Tzricha Malchus. And one says, it doesn't require Malchus. Man d'amar tzricha Malchus. Why does it require Malchus? Because kasavar derabanan. He holds, it's a derabanan. So therefore what? How does not requiring Malchus, how does requiring Malchus turn into a banan? You'll see in a minute why. Man d'amar eino tzricha Malchus. And if he holds, doesn't require Malchus, what does Malchus mean? It means to open up with a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, lokeinu melech. Hold on. Which by the way, our hatovu meitiv does do that. Because we hold it's Dorabanan. But if you hold it's Doraisa, Kasava, if you hold you don't need Malchus, then Kasava Doraisa, it's a Doraisa. What on earth does that mean? So look at Rashi. It's the second skinny line. First skinny line is the Divrei HaMaskil. Rashi says, if you hold that it's Eino Tzricha Malchus, Kasava Doraisa Hu. What does that mean? Umibirchas Ha'aret Hi. It's really connected back to Birchas Ha'aret. Why? Kidamar Le'el, like we said earlier, Asher Nasan Lecha Zet Tova Hametiv. In other words, when benching goes, V'Ala Kol Hashem Elokei Nachnu Modum Lach. And then say Baruch Atah Hashem al Oretz al Mazan. Next one, Rachem Hashem Elokeinu Yisrael Amecha. That ends off Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Berachamav Yerushalayim Amen. If your whole Tovu Meitiv is Doraisa, you don't have to mention Malchus. Why not? Because it continues. That's called a bracha smucha l'chavrata. We have that in Shemona Esri all the time. We end with a bracha. The next bracha doesn't start with bracha tajem. Why not? Because it goes back to the bracha before. That's exactly what Rashi says. Let's finish it off. Havalei bracha smucha l'chavrata. Umihu, however, why does it start with a bracha? Umihu poseach ba b'baruch. Why does it start with a bracha? Right? Then why does the Tov Meitiv start with Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam? If it doesn't have to, why does it? So Rashi answers, L'fi shepsichasa hi chatzimasa. The beginning is the end. What does that mean? The beginning is the end. It means, Shekula hoda achasi ve'enu hafsaka, v'doma l'berchas peros v'amitzvos. It's like a bracha on peros and mitzvos. Meaning, it's a one-line bracha. It's a one-line bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, Hatov Meitiv. Why is our Hatov Meitiv so much longer? It's all additions. It's all added in. So says Rashi, Tosfos is going to in a minute have a huge problem. Says Rashi like this. Really, you hold this Doraisa, people held it was Doraisa in the Gemara. They quote their Latin. So that's why there's no Malchus. Because the Malchus relates back to the previous Bracha. So why does it start off Bracha to Hashem? Because it's such a short Bracha. It's not so short. That's later additions. The core was a very short bracha. Okay? He's talking about our Tovu Meitiv. Says Tosfos, Hikshu Rashi, if it's a Doraisa, HaTovu Meitiv, Amai Poseach B'Baruch. Then why does it start off with a bracha? Hasmuchihi. It's a bracha, smucha l'chavrata. Why does it start with a bracha? It's just like Shemoneh Esrei, it just keeps on going. Right? So Rashi says, V'tir, it's diksarihi. It's a very short bracha. To have a hoda ba'alma, kibrechas aperu to kibrechas a mitzvah. Okay, it's a one-line bracha. Why is it so long? Later editions. Says Tosfos, the tema, amai eino, amai shina oso yoser mishar brechas asmuchos shechasamas v'lo b'selchos. So why is this different than any other bracha asmuchos l'chavrata, which doesn't start with a bracha? Can answer is that because it's short. So what? No other bracha. There's no bracha in Shemoneh Esrei. It starts with a bracha. It starts with a bracha. There's no such thing. If Hatovu Meitiv is Doraisa, why is it starting off with a bracha? So Rashi said, because it's a very short bracha. What kind of answer is that? Says Tosfos. What kind of answer is that? You hear what's going on?
I'm just wondering if it was short, so
we'll start from the top. Hatovu Meitiv is a Doraisa, some held. Right? That's why it doesn't require Malchus. Why doesn't it require Malchus? We have Malchus anyway. Why doesn't it require Malchus? Because it's a bracha smucha l'chavrata. It doesn't have to start with Malchus because the Malchus relates back, just like Shemoneh Esrei. Every bracha, it's relating back to the previous bracha. The entire Shemoneh Esrei relates back to the first bracha.
Yes.
And they all end with a bracha. Right? Gomel chasad. Right? They all end with a bracha. They all end with a bracha. Right? Hashiva Shoftenu ends with a bracha. Lamal Shinim ends with a bracha. They don't start with a bracha. Why not? Because they all relate back. That's the story when it comes. That's the story about the right. They all relate back. So far, so good? No? So what about Tova Meitiv? Why doesn't it have Malchus? Because it relates back. Then why does it start with Bracha Tashem? So Rashi answered, because it's only a very short bracha. It's not a big deal. What kind of answer is that? He says, Tosfos, what kind of answer is that? That answer doesn't make any sense. Following? So Tosa says, why is it different? So he answers, if you hold it to Doraisa, I'm not sure what he means by this, you would not start off with a bracha. You would not. You would not start bracha to Hashem. Why? What for? You would not. V'chein isim b'tosefta behedi rebiotse glu hayimayrich ba v'choseim. Right? He would end off with a bracha and would not. We do exact opposite. We start with a bracha and don't end with one. They did the exact reverse. Umihu anan kaimelon shehima derabanan. We hold this derabanan. Ulakach tzricha malchus. Therefore, we do have malchus. Kedamar tzricha shtei malchus bar mididay. As we're going to learn later down on the page, that you have to have mitzvah malchus twice. Okay? Yeah.
Who holds this in the Torah?
Someone in the Gemara here held that. Some mandamar.
We don't.
No, we don't. Exactly. That's what Tosa said. That's how we start with a bracha, and we don't end with a bracha.
I don't think the Rebbe even makes that bracha.
No, everyone makes Yechasvenu. They don't say anything after that.
They start
Yechasvenu. Yeah. That's what the Grud did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they say the Baal Tov Beitiv, it's a Durabanim. Yeah. Oh, really? What's the big deal? All it is just Shavach. I mean, you can't say it. That's... What? Bittul Torah, right.
No, by the way, it's in Chaim Berlin. I believe the Chaim Berliners don't say it either.
Really?
All
right. If you're gonna pick up the Gemara a second later, then I have no time. Yeah, otherwise, no, if you're sitting
him,
around yanting, you might as well say it.
I told him I don't have to say Rachum the Baruch Hashem Baal Bayis in there.
Right.
He said, no, that's the one the Gemara did.
Tana Rabbanan, Mahu Chosim Yerushalayim. What did he end off at Boni Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer Moshiach Yisrael. Moshiach Yisrael in Bini Yerushalayim Lo. Eleima Af Moshiach Yisrael. Also mentioned Moshiach Yisrael. Very good. Rabbi Baravun Ikla Lebeish Galutha. Rabbi Baravun went to the Beish Galutha's house. Pasach Bechada Vesayim Betarti. He started off with one and he ended up with two. What does that mean? He started off with one and ended up with two. He started off with one, meaning he said Rachem Hashem Al Yisrael Al Mecha Al Yishlayim, and he ended up with two. He made a bracha with two, meaning what? Moshiach Yisrael and Bona Yerushalayim. Two separate concepts. Amar Rav Chista. Gavorta lemichtan betarti? Such a great man, you end off with two things? We never do that. Vatani Rabbi Omer ain chosim mishtayim. You don't end off with two separate brachas. With two concepts in one bracha. You don't do that. What are you doing? Nagufa. Rabbi Omer ain chosim mishtayim. You don't end off with two concepts. Eis ve'levi l'rebi. What about ala aretz ve'ala mazon? The answer is, what? It's aretz denafka mazon, the land that produced the fruit. That's okay. What about al-aretz v'al-peiros? Same answer. Eretz d'nafka peiros. What about mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim? Same thing. Yisrael d'kachinu l'zmanim. The Jews are, they make the zmanim. Right? What about mekadesh Yisrael v'rosh ha-chadashim? Same thing. Yisrael d'kachinu l'rosh ha-chadashim. What about this one? Mekadesh ha-shabbos v'Yisrael v'azmanim. Shabbos, we don't make Shabbos. Shabbos happened by itself. So the Gemara, you're right, chutz mizu, that's an exception. That's an exception.
Yeah, but the Shabbos, you have to say the ones that are more important.
No, you don't have to do anything. Shabbos will come whether you like it or not. Yontif doesn't have to come. If you're not a Kaddish Chodesh, it won't happen. Shabbos happens no matter what.
We set the date beyond.
Correct, but not for Shabbos.
Yeah,
right. How come you can have two concepts like this and saying Moshiach Yisrael and Boni Yisrael was a problem? So because Chodehi, here it's one idea, Hasam Tarti. In other words, the Jewish people on Shabbos go hand in hand. That's a hand in a glove. That's a perfect fit. Yeah, it's two different concepts, but that's okay. But to say Moshiach Yisrael and Boni Yerushalayim, that's too far-fetched. Well, I don't know why that's too far-fetched. It's the same idea, right? Okay. Time of Mayin Chosim Mishtayim. Why can't you end off with two brachas? If Lofisha Ein Osim Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. Because you can't do mitzvahs in bundles. That's a huge topic. We don't have time to go through that topic. It's a massive topic, what that even means. My Havi Allah, what's the bottom line? Amar of Sheshes, Pasach Berachim Alam Chisrael. He started off with Berachim Alam Chisrael, V'chose Moshiach Yisrael. Pasach Berachim Al Yerushalayim, Chose Mabona Yerushalayim. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Pasach Berachim Al Yisrael, Chose Mabona Yerushalayim. He would still end off like that, Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Bona Yerushalayim Hashem, Mitzchah Yisrael, Yechanitz, Eimas Bona Yerushalayim Hashem, when will it be rebuilt? So it's really the same concept, it's okay. Amalei Rav Zera Rav Chista, Naisi Mar, come over here, Vinitzni, and teach us. Amalei Berchas Mazona Loga Mirna, I didn't learn benching yet, so I want you to come teach it to me. V'tanya Masnisim. So Amalei Mai Hai, why do you need me to teach it to you? What's going on? Amalei Dikla Lebe Reish Galusa, we're by the Reish Galusa's house, Ubrichi Berchas Mizona, and we started the bench. Vizakvi Resheshes Lakali Alaikachivya. And Resheshes started to choke me like a snake. Vamai, why? The lo amri, lo bris, lo tor, v'lo malchus. I didn't mention bris, I didn't mention tor, I didn't mention malchus. Sheshes went berserk, what are you doing? So, v'amai lo marta, why didn't you? So he said, you know why I didn't? Because Rav Kinnah Chananel, I'm a rav. The amri of Chananel, I'm a rav. Lo amar bris, tor, malchus, yotze. If you don't mention them, you yotze. Why? Yot bris, of v'shena b'nashim. There's no such thing as bris mila by women.
This is not
more
Iranian, they didn't have it set up yet.
Torah, umalchus, v'shena, lo nashim, v'lo avadim. Right? There's no... Women have to learn Torah to practice. There's no special mitzvah of learning Torah lishma. The women, that doesn't apply to women. And avadim also not. What, and you ignored everybody else to hold like this? Right? I guess he was a das yachid, and it was not proper. Next. Omer Rav bar Barachon, Omer V'yachon. Hatov v'meitiv tzricha malchus. Hatov v'meitiv requires malchus. My kamashal, what's the big chiddush in that? Kol bracha sheim bo malchus, lo shmei bracha. Anybody, any bracha doesn't have malchus, it's not a bracha. If Amar Yochanan chadazim, we know that already. Amar Zera, Lomar Shetzvicha, Shtei Malchus. You really require two malchus. Chada di day, v'chada di boni Yerushalayim. One for itself, and one for boni Yerushalayim. What exactly that means, I'm not sure. Ihachi niboy tvas, you should require three. Chada di day, chada di boni Yerushalayim, v'chada di berchas ha'aretz. Right? And Ella, you're right. Berchas ha'aretz my time below, so why doesn't it have a malchus? Mishum dehavi lebrachas mucha lechavrata. It goes back to the first bracha. Sabona Yerushalayim Nami Loti Baidai Vele Bracha Smucha Lachavrata. Also, it's a bracha smucha. The Gemara says, you're right. Who had the end? You're right. Tafila Bona Yerushalayim Nami Loli Boy. You're right. It doesn't require. Ela, I did the Ara Malchus Beis David. Since we're mentioning Malchus Beis David, Lav Urach Ara, the Ara Malchus Shemayim. But to mention only Malchus Beis David and not throw in Malchus Hashem, that's not right. Okay. Rav Papa Omar Hachi, Tzvicha Shtei Malchios Levar Mididei. It requires two Malchios. Besides its own malchus, besides when we say Baruch Atah Hashem Lakeinu Melech Haolam, it needs two other malchus: one for Bona Yerushalayim and one for Berchas Haaretz. Okay. Next, Yosef Rav Zera Achorid of Gidel. Rav Zera was sitting behind Rav Gidel. The Yosef of Gibel Kamei Rav Huna, and Rav Gidel was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef and he was sitting. The Kamer and he said. Tavelo Hizke, listen to this. Tavelo Hizke Shal Shabbos. If you forgot to mention Ritzei on Shabbos, what do you do? So Omer, you say Baruch Shenasan Shabbosos LeMenucha LaAmo Yisrael BiAhava. You throw in. You say that bracha, Baruch. Right? It's a lot of benchers. This was like in many like 20 years ago. This was in no benchers. Then somebody looked at this Gemara and said, "Hey, wait a minute. This is a real halach in Shulchan Aruch." If you forget to say Ritzei, you can stick in this bracha. Right?
You have to bench again if you didn't say Ritzei. Oh, the bracha? No.
We're going to get to that. If you forgot to say Ritzei, absolutely. You have to repeat right. We're going to get to that number base. So, I always had this question. Anybody, you know, the machzer, like on Shabbos, they always have the word on Shabbos, you stick in the word Ahava.
Right.
Why is that? Why is that? Yontif is not Ba'ahava, only Shabbos is Ba'ahava. Like it says over here. No, what do you mean?
No, you don't.
Not if it's not a weekday.
Very few.
But if it's Shabbos, you have 10 times, 20 times more. Right. The word Ba'ahava is only on Shabbos. Everyone noticed that, right? Why? So I always wondered that. So it says over here Ba'ahava. So he quotes it in the name of the Levush because Shabbos was given in Mara before Matan Torah. It wasn't forced on us like every other mitzvah, and therefore it's Ba'ava.
Because
it was Harki Gigas. Hashem said, you'll take the Torah good, if not, I'll kill you all. Okay, we'll take it. Right? So, on those terms, we'll take it. That's not Ba'ava. It's a very difficult answer because what do you mean it's not Ba'ava? But maybe the idea is that it was even given before Matan Torah. That the Jewish people have a shaychus to Torah, to Shabbos before the Torah, that doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. It's like a special added. Okay, that could be. Anyway, Los Bris Baruch Makadosh Shabbos. Okay, asks Tosvos. Bottom Tosvos. V'im Tomar v'Hasmuchahi, but it's a bracha smucha lechavrata. So why do you have to say Baruch Atosh? Just mention it now. Hear his question?
Yeah.
You hear his question?
When is now?
Hmm?
When is now?
When are you
past it? You didn't do Bar Yerushalayim yet?
Yeah, you did. You said Bar Yerushalayim.
What can you say at any point during that Shem?
Ritzeh goes after Rachim. You forget Ritzeh, you start Uvnei Yerushalayim, Ircha, Baruchat Hashem, B'nei Baruchat Yerushalayim, Amen. Why do you have to make a new bracha now, asks Tosfos? Why can't you just connect back to this bracha you just said?
Say Ritzeh.
It's not Ritzeh, you're not saying Ritzeh. A new bracha. Correct. And Tosfos answers, this is only said kishashachach ritzei v'achliteinu. This is only bracha said if you forgot ritzei. A rule like this on once every 10 weeks when you forgot to say ritzei. There can't be a rule like.
If you can make the bracha, why can't you just go back and say ritzei?
Because you already said bon yishlam amen. So you can't go back now and say ritzei because you're no longer in rachim.
So what's the difference if you make the bracha or say ritzei?
So that's exactly the point. A new bracha. You can say now. That's exactly the
problem. But if you didn't say Ritzeh, right?
You didn't say Ritzeh.
Let's say Ritzeh and the bracha are equal.
They're not equal.
Why not?
Because a bracha is higher than Ritzeh. It's a bracha.
So then I should sure be allowed to say Ritzeh.
What do you mean?
No, you should be allowed to make a bracha.
Well, the bracha is a makeup if you didn't say Ritzeh.
Correct.
And that's on a higher level?
Correct.
So why did you say the bracha instead of Ritzeh?
That's a good question.
So it's on a higher level.
That's a very good question. That's a good question. There's a lot of lumps on this bracha here. It'll be another bracha. It's a lot. It's exactly what Tosfos is answering. It's only special occasions. A lot of loves with this bracha. A lot. Okay. We don't have time to go into it.
And then take it backwards. Why say the bracha? Why can't you say Ritzeh later?
So that's a good question.
You close that section of benching by saying one bracha of Yishlam Amen. You can't go back.
She's saying if you can stick in a bracha, why can't you stick in Ritzeh?
That's
his question. It's a good question. And I'm not sure the answer for that. But this is the reason I want to read Tosfos is for the bottom part. He says. Anyway, you go get the point. This is the wrong tosses I wanted to say. This is the wrong tosses, I'm sorry. He says it's an exception because it's not always said every Shabbos, and therefore it doesn't have the rules of bracha l'smucha, therefore it requires its own bracha. If it's also yontif, and he says at the bottom, he's sticking the words for yontif as well. Okay, I'm sorry.
That would assume you forgot Galileo.
Correct. You forgot both. Exactly. Who's out there? Look at the last four lines. Omer Baruch Shenatzan Shabbosas L'menucha V'yomtev L'Alma Yisrael L'simcha V'chein Ki Mikla Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Okay? Very good. Next. Amalei Man Omra. Who said that? Rav. Rav said that. Hada Yosef V'kamar Tov L'izkash L'yomtev Omer Baruch Shenatzan Yomtev Tov L'Alma Yisrael L'simcha L'zikaron Baruch V'chadash Yisrael V'azmanim. Same thing by Yomtev. Amalei man Amar Rav. Hadi Yosef v'kamar Tavul Hitzkes Shabbos Chodesh Omer Baruch Shenasan Rosh Chodesh and Lama Yisrael Zikaron. Same thing with Rosh Chodesh. Same thing. You can stick in a bracha. You can stick in a bracha here. Okay. V'lo Yedana im I Amar Basimcha Ilo Amar Basimcha. I don't know if you say the word Simcha or not on Rosh Chodesh. I Chasim Bei Ilo Chasim Bei Idi Dei Idi Rabei. If he said it himself, if his Rebbe said it, I don't know. Gidl bar Menuni havi kachamed Rav Nachman ta Rav Nachman v'had al reisha. He went back to the beginning of benching because he forgot it. Amalei my time avid mar hachi amalei damar Rav Shila amar Rav ta v'chazal rosh. You go back to the beginning. I amar Rav Huna amar Rav ta amar Baruch Shenatzan. Why do you have to go back to the beginning? Why did you say this bracha here? Why do you have to repeat benching? We have a bracha here to stick in. Amalei lavit mar la amar Rav Menashia bar Tachlifa amar Rav. Lo shanu el shalom pasach batova meitiv. Ah, you can't start a tova meitiv. Av a pasach batova meitiv chazal rosh. If you start a tova meitiv, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. This bracha can only be said after you said uvnei Yerushalayim, before you start a tova meitiv. That's the only time it could be said. Only there. Okay.
If you start a tova meitiv, you're out of luck.
So the article here it says, what if you said bracha to Hashem? Can you make that for the bracha? At the whole story.
So you would have to go back to the beginning of the
bench. Correct. Amar Vidya Ba'av and Amar of Amram, Amar Rav, Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Tav Lehitka Shal Rosh Chodesh, Betfila, Machzir it also, if it's Rosh Chodesh, and you forget Yalav Yavo in Shmona Esrei, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Berberchas HaMazon, in benching, Ain machzir notso. You don't have to repeat benching. Why not? Amale, Rav Avin, Rav Amram, Maishna Tfilu, Maishna Berchas Amazon. What's the difference? What's the difference between Tfilu and Berchas Amazon? What's the Gemara going to answer? Amale, Af Ludidik Kasha. I also had that Kasha. Vishali Sailor of Nachman. I asked Rav Nachman, but Amale told me, Mine Demar Shmuel, Lo Shmili. Also, he didn't know that. Elenechthian, let's try to figure it out. Tfilu, Dechovahi. Tfilu, Dechov. I have to daven. So if I forgot Yalav Yav, I must repeat Shmona Sam Rosh Chodesh. Birchas Mizona, benching on Rosh Chodesh? You don't have to wash on Rosh Chodesh. There's no Chiyav Suda. E boy Achil, e boy Lo Achil. You don't have to eat if you don't want to. Eimach Zirin also. You don't have to repeat. That's how we paskin. If you forget to say Yalav Yav, if you did wash on Rosh Chodesh, you do not have to repeat. Why? Because you didn't have to wash. But on davening, you would have to repeat. You got that? That's how we paskin. Now, we got to do this Tosfos. Hopefully we'll finish. The top Tosfos. It's a little long, but he says something so astounding. V'yim Tomar. V'havi Rosh Chodesh miyomei delo lahanas anas bahon v'begilas tainas. But wait a minute. You're not allowed to fast on Rosh Chodesh. So what do you mean you don't have to eat? You're not allowed to fast. So you don't have to have a suda. V'yesh lomar dachi pushot. E boy achil, e lo boy, e boy lo achil pas. You don't have to have bread. Sheikh avuhu berchas hamazon. Avo b'yantif, tzarech le'achil pas. Yantif, you have to eat pas. And there's a big shiloh from Rebbe Akiva Eger. What about women? Do women have to eat pas on yantif? So if a woman forgets to say yalav yavo, does she have to repeat? If a man forgets, they have to repeat. What about a woman? Big shiloh. Right?
She eat bread, she has to bench.
What? No, she has to bench. What if she forgot yalav yavo? Does she have to repeat one? Does he have to repeat benching? On Rosh Chodesh, you don't. So is a woman on Yontif like a man on Rosh Chodesh? That's the question, the big issue. But big, Rabbi Akiva Eger says she does not have to repeat benching. He says no, because it's not a chiyah for them. I'm not sure how we, like, what if it happens? I'm not sure what the answer is, the bottom line.
Take Seder, for example. She has
to have matzah. So Seder might be the only one, that might be the exception. Seder might be an exception. She has to eat matzah. But on Shavuot, or even Rosh Hashanah, even Sukkot, she doesn't have to. We're going to get a little bit, we're going to touch on this right now. Fatema, wait a minute. Damrinam bitsukkah, e boy achil, v'e boy lo achil. We have a Gemara in Sukkah that says, if you don't want to eat on Sukkah, it's best you don't have to eat. Chutz b'layla rishona, except for the first night, the yalav tezvav, tezvav michag amatzos. What do you mean? What do you mean? Forget benching, you don't even have to eat. Right? What's going on here? The Yesh Lomar, here's Tosas, listen to this hair-splitting answer. Dachi Perusho, Shein HaTaruch Lecho B'Sukkah, Im Lo Yirtze. You don't have to eat in the Sukkah if you don't want to. Avol, B'Shvil Yontif Taruch Lecho. But for Yontif Dikadin, you have to eat a meal, but not for Sukkahs. Yeah. You hear that distinction? Legabi Yontif, you have to eat bread. But Legabi Sukkahs, you don't have to. Says Tosvos. V'yam Tomar, my nafkamina. What's the difference? In the sukkah. Lagabi the sukkah. I have to eat a meal because it's yontif. But if I don't want to, I don't have to eat in the sukkah. But you're not allowed to eat outside the sukkah. What do you mean? You have to eat a meal. You have to eat bread.
Halakha number one, break it down to the basics. You have to eat a meal.
Correct.
Halakha number two, you have to eat in the sukkah.
How could they contradict each other?
But what is...
No, it's not benching. How could they contradict each other? It doesn't make any sense. Tosa says...
You don't have a sukkah.
Ah, so he's going to give a similar answer. V'yim Tomer, Menai Mai Nafkamina, Im Tzarech Lechol B'Shvil Yontif O'B'Shvil Sukkah. What's the difference why you have to eat? Is it because of Yontif, is it because of a Sukkah? What's the difference? The difference is you have to eat. Mihu, listen to this. Amar Rabbeinu Yehuda, Nafkamina Kigon Sheyardu Geshamim. It was raining the first night. V'achlu Chutz L'Sukkah. They ate in the house. He waited until midnight, he ate in the house. Tahashta, Im L'Chavad Yontif, Shaper. I ate my Yontif meal. Now it stops raining. I have to go back into the sukkah now. For yontif, I was mochi. Oh, aval im b'shvil sukkah b'yontif rishon tzarich la'atzav lecha b'sukkah la'acher sheyaf sigu agishamim. Once it stops raining, the alfinon tezvav b'chagam atzos. You hear that one?
Yeah.
Hear that different? Hear that with it? So if it's raining, or if you don't have a sukkah,
makes sense.
I don't have a sukkah. What can I do? I'm putter. It's not hard v'yavar. I don't have one.
But you
still chayav on a suda. Now a sukkah appears somehow. I have to go in and eat again. Why? I have to fulfill my sukkah mitzvah. Avol b'shar yamim ein atzarach. The rest of sukkahs, there's no such thing like that. What the Rina Perkel Dvarim, Marbury, the Rina Haviyasa, Betanisa Kulashata, Mashmashayim, it's Anna Biyamtav, that he fasted also. So that's a different Mefarish read, the Betanis Chalom Kamar, it was a Tanis Chalom, Avil Bashar Sudas Asar. Next big, huge topic. What about Shal Shudas? Ubisuda Shlishis Shal Shabbos Hayim Misupik Re. Do we had a suffix? If I eat Shal Shudas, and I wash, and I forgot to say Yalav Yavo, to have to repeat benching. What? No, that doesn't do Shkia. The question is, do I have to wash on Shal Shudas? So if I didn't have to wash, and I did anyway, I don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. I don't have to repeat it. Just like Rosh Chodesh. They had a suffix. Oh, e boy lo achol elamina tagima. I could be yotze with vegetables, right? Could the perish Rabbeinu Tam? Could I'm a suda suka umiyah betzubas perakaf al pi chashiv gabi mishra ishto al day shlish. I don't know what that means. Shalosh sudos mishal shabbos imkin mashma dekul and shavos. They must be. They're all the same. One second. But oh, call the alfina mimon alma. The reason we eat shalosh sudos is because of the mon alma de shavos, and they're all the same. Mihu im achal suda revius. If on Shabbos somehow you ate a fourth meal, v'shachach shal Shabbos, then everybody would agree you do not have to repeat benching if you forgot Ritzei, because that was certainly voluntary. No shayla about that. That could happen sometimes in the summer. Sometimes that could happen in the summer. You ate a meal, then you washed again, and you come to shul 9 o'clock at night, and they have shal shudas. It could happen. It could happen. Then for sure, if you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, Ritzei, you don't have to repeat a benching, because you didn't have to eat that meal. Fourth meal, for sure not. Yeah, what were you saying, Stewie?
What happens to say the other?
I don't know.
Seriously.
What do you mean? You mean with the rain?
Not with the rain. With any yontif. Now you say I.
So you think you make the it's a bigger. Uh huh.
But we. I forgot to say Ritzei. Uh huh. Yalav Yavo. Do I have to go back?
That's a good question. So we more makel then. I hear you. I don't know. Okay. Next, back into the Gemara. El Mayata. If that's true, Shabbosos v'yomim tovim delo sagi delo achil hachanami di tay hadar. But on Shabbos and yontif, you have to eat. So what are you telling me? You have to repeat? So Amalei in, yes. Amar Shila, Amar Rav, Ta, Choz L'Rosh. If you forgot, you have to repeat benching. Aye, Amar Rav, Huna, Amar Rav, Ta, Amar Baruch Shanathan. Aye, you can stick in a bracha in the middle. We said that already. Loshan, Loshan, Pasach, Bat, Tova, Metiv. Amar Pasach, Bat, Tova, Metiv, Choz L'Rosh. That's only if you didn't start on Tova, Metiv. If you start on Tova, Metiv, it's too late. You have to repeat benching. Ad Kamen V'Zamnen. How much do you have to eat in order to bench? So we said, Remeir said a Kezayis. Rabbi Yehuda said a kibetza. Lememra, the Remeir chashiv le kizayis for Rabbi Yehuda a kibetza? Is that you trying to tell me? That Remeir holds from a kizayis and Rabbi Yehuda holds from a kibetza? For imchashmin alhu, we learned the exact opposite. Ditnan, v'chein mishi yotzul miyushalayim, a guy leaves Yerushalayim, v'nizka shay biyad the basar kodesh. And he forgot he has basar kodesh in his pocket. So if you take basar kodesh outside Yerushalayim, you have to burn it now. So what's the story? Im avar tofim, if you already passed harat tofim, then sorry for bimkomo. We don't make you go back and burn it in your shlaim. It's too much of a tircha. But v'yimav, if you're right outside, right? Then chozer v'tof of the abira ma'atzei ma'racha. Go back to the bira, go back to the Beis Hamikdash and burn it there. Ad kamehim chozerin. How much do you have to make you go back? Rameir omer ad zev zev kibetza. Rameir omer zev zev kizayis. The exact opposite shita. Samar v'yachalam v'chalev es ha-shita. Switch it around. That makes sense. Bay omer lo lo tefach. You don't have to switch it around. Hacha b'kroi pligi Rameir. Hacha b'kroi pligi. They're arguing over here about psukim. Rameir savar v'yachalta zu achila v'zavata dushtia v'achila v'kezayis. The rule by benching is always a kezayis. Right? Eating is a kezayis. Rameir savar achalta v'zavata achila sheyesh bo svia a little bit more v'ezu kebetza. Hasan, by the case with the meat going out of the city, b'svara pligi, it's a svara. Rameir savar chazaraso kitumaso. Going back is like tumma on meat. Just like Tum is a kibetza, so too the going returning. Rabbi Huda Savar, Chazor ki Yisuro. No, returning is like it's Asr. Ma Yisuro kizayis, af Chazaraso bikizayis. Okay? Next Mishnah. Ketad mizamnin. How do you make a zimun? Bishlosha amar devarech. You say devarech. Bishlosha vahu, if there are four people, omer baruchu. Instead of Rabbi Sai devarech, Rabbi Sai Baruchu, it's a lashon like that. Basara omer nevarech alakenu. Basara vahu omer baruchu. Echad asara, where they have 10. Echad asaru, 10,000. Right. Echad asara, v'echad asaru, b'meyahu omer. How do you read that right? Yeah, one second. What?
Yeah.
B'mei, okay, new thing now. Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, B'mei Vahu, 101, Omer Baruch Hu. B'elef Hu Omer Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, L'kei Yisrael, B'elef Hu Omer Baruch Hu. B'rubia with 10,000, Omer Nevarach Hashem Elokeinu, L'kei Yisrael, L'kei Tzavakos, Yosef Kruv, Ma'al Mazon, Shachanu. B'rubia Vahu, 10,001, Omer Baruch Hu. K'ein Shehu Mavarech, Kach Onen Achra. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu, L'kei Yisrael, L'kei Tzavakos, Yosef Kruv, Ma'al Mazon, Shachanu. By the way, so we said whether you have 10 or 10,000, it's the same. And then we go on to say if you have 100, it's different. And 10,000 different. So the Gemara can say it's a different Tana. No. You always say the same answer. You always say the same thing. Why? Shenemar b'makalos birchu elokim Hashem imkar Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Akiva. I'm sorry. I said that wrong. Rabbi Yosef Glu says just the opposite. The greater the crowd, the bigger things you say. The greater the crowd, the bigger. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Just like in shul. No matter how many people are in shul. It's the same Baruch Hu. Right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Baruch Hu is Hashem, Hamavorach, by the way. Rabbi Akiva, he's left with the word Hamavorach. Okay. Omer Shmuel, Lola Malyoti Adam is Atzim in a cloud. You shouldn't take yourself out of the cloud. What does that mean? Therefore, You should not say Baruch Hu, but rather you should say Nevarech always. Tanan, we learned, Shlosha Vahu, Omer Baruch Hu. Yeah, but it says that Shlosha Vahu, you say Baruch Hu, which is a different lashon against Shmuel here. Ema, Af Baruch Hu. Now you can say Baruch Hu if you want. Mikal Makum Nevarech Adif. Nevarech is better. Why is it better? Tamar Vada Bar Ava, Omer Be Rav, Tanina, Vav Nichlakim Ad Yud. Six can split up until you get to 10. As we learned the other day. If Nevarech is better, Mishum Hachi Nechlakin. That's why you can split up. How could you split up? Right? You can't split up because then you can lose out on the Baruch Hu. El Alav, it must be Shmamina, Nevarech Adif, Shmamina. Tanya Nami Hachi. Bein Shamar Baruch Hu. Bein Shamar Nevarech, Ein Tov Sinoso Alkach. Doesn't make, we're not particular about this. Whichever Lashon you want, it's all good. But if you're medaktik, tofen olakach, then you are particular. Now, some people depends who you are. Umivar chasav shel adam nikrim tamachachamu imlav. The way a person makes a bracha, you can see if he's tamachacham or not. Why? Ketzad Rebbe Omer ubetuvo hareze tamachacham. If you say ubetuvo, you're tamachacham. Umituvo hareze bor. Why are you a bor? Because you're like lessening and from the goodness. Like you're sort of like minimizing the goodness. Amalei Abayler of Dimi Ayvaksiv Umivirchasechi Yivarech as Beis Avodecha LaOlam. But we have a pasuk like that in Shmuel where he made a bakasha like that and he used the mem meaning to be mamayit. He says, yeah, but she'el l'shayni. When you're making a request, you don't come ask like some big shot. Kind of a little bit, you know, like you're bedafka mamayit. B'she'el anam yaksiv harachay picha v'amaleihu. When it comes to a shayla, we don't have the mem. Open it up, Hashem. Give me wide. The answer is Ahuba Divrei Torah. When it comes to Torah, you can ask for the world. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Betuvo, Chayinu, Hareze, Tamachacham. Chayim, Hareze, Bor. If you say Chayim, you're a Bor. What's wrong with Chayim? Because Rashi says you're excluding yourself from the cloud. That everybody else should have life, but not me. Nahar Beloi, Masna Ibcha. He learned the opposite. We don't hold like him anyway. Omer B'yochana, Nevarech, Shachan, Lemishalo, Hareze, Tamachacham. Lemishachan, Lemishalo, Hareze, Bor. Why is it a Bor? So Rashi says, because it's mashma, there are different gods. Merubim, hein, zeh zon azeh, zeh zon azeh, right? Amalei ravacha, b'rei d'ravel ravashi, ha'amrina, but we say, l'mi sha'asa la'vaseinu v'lano es kol nisim ha'ela. Where do we say that?
Haggadah,
good, excellent. We say in the Haggadah, l'mi, isn't that mashma more than one god? Of course not, amalei, ahasa mocha milsa, man of d'nitzi kudshabrichu. Who's the one who we praise in the whole Pesach night? It's only Hashem. So then, if it's clear, Amar Rav Yochanan Baruch Shachalnu Mishalo Hareza Tamachacham. Al Mazon Shachalnu Hareza Bor. On the food, that's a bor because you don't say Mishalo. Amar Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua La Amru Ella Begimel Delek Hashem Shemayim. That's only true if there are three. You don't mention Hashem's name. Avol Ba'asar Dik Hashem Shemayim. But if there are 10, Muchach Hamilsa, it's obvious. Kedetnan Keenyan Shehu Mavarech Kach Onan Achav. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzivakos Yoshev Kruva Mazon Shachanu. So it's clear you're talking about Hashem. Then we said Echad Asar Vechad Asar Ruvia Haguf Akasha. Wait a minute. Amar to Echad Asar Vechad Asar Ruvia. Okay, doesn't it? They're all the same. Then we said, V'hadar t'katani, Mea Omer, Elef Omer, Beruvia Omer. Which one is it? Amar V'yosef lo kasha. Har B'yosef glili, Har V'yakifa. It's a machlokas. It's not, because the Mishnah said, V'yosef glili Omer, L'fi rov ha'kahalim avarchim. Shenam ar b'kalos, B'ruchu elokim. That the more you have, the bigger the bracha, because the more people. Amar V'yakifa, Ma matzino beis ha'knesses. Rabbi Akiva, wait a minute. High crud Rabbi Yosef Glili and Ovidle. Rabbi Yosef Glili had a pasuk which said that the more the merrier. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with that pasuk? So we buy a letter to Tanya. Hayyim Meir Omer Menayin Shafilu Urban Shabnei Iman Amru Shir Al Yam. Even the babies in the stomach said Shir on the Yam. Shenemar Pemakalos Berchu Al Kim Hashem Mimkar Yisrael from the womb. Mimkar from the womb. The Edach and the other one says Mimkar Nafka from the word Mimkar. Amar Rabbi Halachah Rabbi Akiva. Which is why we never see these Lashonos, no matter how many people are there. At the Siyam HaShasti said the same thing. Ravina, Rav Chama, Barbuzi, Ikla, Lebe, Reish, Galusa, come. We didn't bench, right? Come. Rav Chama, Kabahadir, Abe, Meya. He was looking for 100 people. He was searching for 100 people. Amalei, Ravina, Lots, Richas, Ha, Achli, Amarava, Halachak, Rabbi Akiva. Don't you know you don't pass like that? Halachak, Rabbi Akiva. You don't need 100 people. Listen to this one. When I went to eat by the Reish Galusa, we used to bench in the corner like 3 and 3. Like, you know, a little side mezumin, like we do at weddings. So the Gemara says, V'levruchu yud yud. So why don't you be like 10 people, get 10 people together, based Hashem's name. Now the Reish Galusa is going to hear that, he'll get all upset. Upset, like, come on, you guys are making a side mezumin, you're not waiting for me? 3, he didn't hear it. So Gemara says, so v'nifku b'ruchas reish galusa. So why don't they wait for the reish galusa? Right? Not because the wedding was schlepping them onto the leave. Why don't they wait? So Gemara says, no, what? I did the ashvu kuliyama lo shmiya. Since there were so many people there, they couldn't hear me anyway. The whole thing was a bazillion. They couldn't hear me anyway. So they bench on their own. So ask the Rashba, how could you do that? How could you lose out on a mezuman with 10 and get one with 3? How you let do that? How could you do that? So he gives two answers. First answer he gives is that since they wouldn't hear the mezumin anyway because it was so noisy, this is still better. Anyway, they couldn't hear that mezumin. They're losing out. They couldn't hear it anyway. They might as well bench by themselves. That's the first answer he gives. And then he gives I'm not sure. Okay, we'll leave the second answer aside. Anyways, I was wondering, what's the story now to go to a wedding? What's the heter now not to wait for benching?
Where it is?
Right, so the question was, because they couldn't hear it anyway. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done it. So what's the heter now? Because I want to leave. Tirech de Tibura. To think what the heter is. Interesting. Why? Uh-huh. No, but you're losing out on the mezumin. You're losing out on Hashem's name.
Jeff, well, you don't have to wait around for it. You're right. You stick around, wait till the Shabbat process is over to go to that era.
Mitzvah time sends at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
Here we go. Right, I was just wondering if that's it. So, because the Rashi says, how could they do it? So the answer is because they wouldn't have heard it anyway. Not that they wanted to rush out. That wasn't the answer. The answer was they weren't going to hear it anyway. So anyway, they're not going to. So they might as well bench right and go home.
Right.
Amar Rabba. If three sit together and one gets up and leaves, ubarech ladaite, inu nafkin bezimun didei. The other two can still bench b'mezumen. I don't know. Mariam. Is that what that means? They can still, right? But ihu lo nafik mezamen did who? But he can't join that zimun, l'fishein zimun l'arfeh, because he benched already. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Raf Bar Papa Ikla lebe kinesh da abigvir, giver. He went to the shul in abigvir, and kam kra b'sifra, they got up, v'amur, baruchu es Hashem, v'ishtik, v'la'amah ha'mavarech. He got up the dam for the amit, he said, baruchu es Hashem, he said, baruch. So, ashmu kol yamav, baruchu es Hashem avarech. Amar Rava, pasya ukma, you great Talmud Chacham, b'hadi plug salam alach? Why'd you get involved in this machlokes? What'd you, b'od, d'ha, na'a, g'amah, k'ri b'shmal, b'hola k'ri b'shmal anyway, that you should say mavarech, so why didn't you? Right? Okay, let's just do the Mishnah and then we'll stop. Gimel sha'achlu ka'achas, if three people eat together, ain't rishayim l'chalek, they can't split up. Not allowed to do that. V'chein dalet, v'chein chamisha, Now, Vav Nechlak and Adasara. Six could split up. Why? Because there's no Maila four or five. It makes no six or five. It makes no difference. So you might as well split up. You can have two mezumins. Vasara ain't Nechlak and Adchaf. 10 can't split up till 20. Right? Shtei Chaburos, Sheyachulis, Babayit Echad. So you have two people, two groups eating together. So Bizman, Shemeksas and Roa, Elu, it's Elu. Har Elu, it's Darf and Lazimun. They can combine. They can see each other. Right? Vim Lav. Elim is Amin La'atzman, but Elim is Amin La'atzman.
What about Barovam?
Right, so I was thinking about that. So Barovam means you should know. In the first case, why don't you split up?
No.
Barovam is joined together.
Right, so then why is the Mishnah allow splitting up?
One house with a huge family had to have two karbanos. They each had to eat off their own karban. They couldn't be part of the other group. What do they do?
Right. No, he's asking a different question.
Why would they split the group of six into two groups of three?
Right.
Isn't a group of six better than
six? Six is not better than three. Six is better than three. Yeah, but they ate separately. That was the whole idea. They just can see each other.
And
they're on the table on the other side of the room.
What's so benching together?
So the Mishita Mikabetan says, your question. He says, because it's better to break up over here, you have more Shabbat to Hashem. So you can save by everything.
You don't have 10.
He said, no, you don't have 10 anyway. You can save by everything. Let's break up the minion. Right. We have two barakus, two kaddishes. Right,
with
two kaddishes. Right. Because we don't like breaking up minyanim unless you have a chiyuv.
No.
But besides
let's
that.
Let's say you have a minion of 30 people.
Right.
You have a minion next door of 10 people. You wouldn't say that it's better to have the 10 and the 30. It's better for the 10 to daven with the 30.
Correct.
So why not say like
this? That's a good question.
That you're better off with the that you.
Right. So six is better than five. Six is better than three. That's a good question. Okay, we have to get an answer for that for tomorrow. Just finish up. Where am I? Ain. What? Ain v'rach na'alayin. You're not allowed to make a bracha on water. You're not allowed. You don't. Ad chitin l'soch ha'mayim until they put water in it, because the wine in those days, without diluting it with water, was not drinkable. We're gonna learn tomorrow that you make a eight on it. You don't even make a bar priyagafen. It's not even wine. It's considered grapes. Divrei belazer v'chomach b'varchim. We'll come until you do. Okay. Good.
Did everyone daven Maariv?
Yeah.
You don't make a bracha.
Bracha rishona. He means a hagafen.
Right.
If you drink this wine undiluted, which we don't even see that today,
we have no idea
what that is. But if you would, you would not make a hagafen. You make a eight.